Hello, and welcome to First Baptist Church.
Good morning. It's so good to see you. We thought it was so important on this day especially that we gather. And whether you are with us in person or you're joining us by virtual means, we are so thankful that you are a part of this service. Our region has been deeply impacted by what is being described as the most significant tornado event in Kentucky's history. And so all throughout western Kentucky, over into south central Kentucky, there are people who are reeling and who are hurting. During times like this, we remember the gift that God has given us in one another. We have each other. And that is a very purposeful gift given by God, and that is why our Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." And I have to tell you, even in the context of the devastation that our region has experienced and continues to sort through, it has been a beautiful thing to watch God's people love with the love of Jesus Christ. So today, as we gather, as we continue to walk through this Advent season, we wanted to begin with prayer. I don't know about you, but I have come to believe that the most impactful thing I can do ever is to carry somebody to Jesus on my knees, to lift them up to the one who can do all things, the one who can heal all wounds, the one who gives life eternal to all who look to him. And so in that spirit, as we begin our service this day, let's join our hearts together in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you hurting. We're hurting because so many of us have experienced devastation, have experienced loss, have experienced pain. We have friends and neighbors who have lost loved ones, Lord, and we just can't imagine the pain they must be feeling in this moment, the hurt that they must be enduring right now. And Lord, we ask that you would intervene in their hearts and in their minds right now, Lord, that even in a context in which it makes absolutely no sense, that somehow, Lord, by your sovereign grace, that you would give them peace that passes understanding. Lord, guard their hearts. Guard their minds in Christ Jesus. We pray for all those who have lost friends, loved ones, those who had to spend time searching only to discover that their nightmare had come true. We ask that you would intervene in their lives in ways we don't even know to ask for. We pray, Lord, recognizing that there are groanings inside of our hearts that are too deep for words. And we pray that you would intervene and make yourself known, make your presence palpable, Lord. We pray for those who experience the loss of life. We pray for those who have experienced loss in different forms as well, for those who've lost pets. Lord, we ask that you would bless them. Let them feel your love and ours. For those that have lost property, those that are dealing with damage and destruction, Lord, we lift them to you, and we pray that your people would come in the power of your Spirit. And Lord, be there with them in this moment. Walk with them through this moment, indicating and revealing that you are there. We pray for all those whose world has been upended and turned on its head. Lord, we pray that in some way that you would give them peace. Lord, we pray for all of those who are seeking to put life back together in whatever context, in whatever way, Lord, that you would guide them and be ever present with them. And help us, your people, to rally around one another, to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, and to help each other, to love one another as you have loved us, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight and helpful to those around us. Lord, we're so thankful that even in the face of the destruction, we have seen helpers emerge. And so, Lord, now we pray for the first responders. We pray for every police officer, every firefighter, every paramedic, every rescue team member. We pray for all of those who have rushed into the danger to provide rescue for others. Lord, they have placed their lives on the line so that others might be saved. And Lord, we pray that you would bless them and protect them as they continue in their task. We pray that as they process all that they have seen, Lord, that you would bring healing to their hearts. And Lord, we pray for those who are even helping the first responders, those who will help them process what they've seen and what they've heard and what they've experienced. Lord, give them wisdom and let them help in the power of your Holy Spirit to bring healing. Lord, we're so thankful for our medical personnel, and particularly, Lord, those who were in the emergency rooms on Friday night and Saturday morning and ongoing in days to follow. Lord, we thank you for their expertise and all the years that they put into training and honing the skills that you gave them and bringing their gifts and talents and abilities to the fore. And Lord, their willingness to use them selflessly to help those who were in crisis. We are so thankful for doctors and nurses and CNAs and all of the people who make emergency rooms and hospitals and doctor's offices work. We thank you for the administrators who keep it all running, and we pray that you would bless them now and in days to come. Lord, for those who have come in to clear ways, to clear roads, we ask that you would bless and protect them. And for those who will help us to rebuild, we pray that you would strengthen their hands and protect them in the effort that will stretch out, as we know, for quite some time. We're so thankful, Lord, for our infrastructure rebuilders who went out while the storm was still raging, seeking to restore lines, seeking to restore power, seeking to restore water, and all of the other things that make our world work. Lord, please protect them as they continue in their task. And we pray for those who have yet to have power or water or other things turned on. But we pray specifically for those who are out in the elements seeking to rebuild. Please protect them and please bless their families, all the families of all of these folks who are leaving their own families to rush into harm's way to help our communities. Well, we're so thankful for the volunteers. Every single human being who lays aside their own self-interest to help others, to help their neighbors, to help those around them. We thank you for those who are serving with the Red Cross, and we thank you for all of those who are a part of the Red Cross and making shelter possible. We thank you for all the Family Resource and Youth Service Center workers, all the social workers, all the folks who are seeking to reach into families and seeking to provide real and tangible help right now. We thank you for all of those who are donating money and supplies and time and energy to serving people who were harder hit than they were. And we thank you, Lord, for the selflessness that is emerging in our community. And we pray against selfishness. And Lord, that anybody who would seek to do evil in this time would be stayed by your hand. But we're so thankful, Lord, for the volunteers who continue to step up to give. We're thankful for the schools, all the school systems, and all the individual administrators and teachers who are seeking to intervene, to house, to feed, to bless. And we thank you for those who are coming from far away to use the gifts and the talents and the abilities that you have given them to pour into this region. Lord, we pray as we begin this service during the Advent season on the Advent Sunday of joy, truly that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. We pray that you would heal us, Lord. And we pray that you would help us help each other heal. In Jesus' name, amen.